This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
And as you might know, when I fill in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, we always dig back into the world of music and see what's been happening on this day through history. Just a big, big music fan. Big part of my life. And born on this day in 1949 and celebrating a birthday today is Jerry Harrison. He turns, is that right? That's 70 years old today for Jerry Harrison, yeah. Keyboardist, also plays a little guitar for the Talking Heads and the Modern Lovers. And Jerry Harrison turns 70 years old today. Heard Talking Heads there and Life During Wartime. Happy birthday, Jerry Harrison. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it on this Thursday morning. Glad you're with us. After the bottom of the hour, Noah Rothman will join us from Commentary Magazine. His new book is called Unjust. He's actually on the he's been on the Hillsdale campus this week and giving a lecture for students and meeting with some of our journalism students as well. So we'll hear from Noah Rothman here in just a bit. Heard from Laura Logan. Would imagine Steve's mentioned this and maybe played you some audio from that that podcast interview she did. Laura Logan, longtime CBS reporter for 60 Minutes. And she left, I believe, a year ago from 60 Minutes. But Laura Logan saying that the media has become left-wing propagandists and got some attention for that podcast interview. And now, last night, on with Sean Hannity on Hannity on Fox, not necessarily backing down. Let's hear some more. Laura Logan from last night's Hannity.
Well, it's obvious, right? Because you get targeted, and it's the same group of people. They're already starting to target me again now, and I expected it. And, you know, I was joking that I'm braced for fire and fury because I know they're going to come after me again, and I'm not the only one. I mean, the same people come after you, right? One of them, the Sparrow Project. I mean, this person was tweeting today, you know, Hannity, you know, watch out about Laura Logan stuff, right? And there's more coming. Michael Calderon, who was at the Huffington Post. I can literally give you the script now. I can tell you who the players are. Joe Hagan, Brian Stelter. I mean, it's the same people all the time, and they're all saying the same things. And they come after Cheryl Atkinson. They come after you. They come after me. I mean, if there are any independent voices out there, if there are any journalists who are not beating the same drum and giving the same talking points, then we pay the price. And if they can't, you know what's interesting, Sean? They can't take down the substance of what you're saying, right? They can't go after the things that matter. So they smear you personally. They go after your integrity. They go after your reputation as a person and as a professional. And they'll stop at nothing. So, you know, I'm not the only one. And I'm just, like, I'm done, right? I'm tired of it. And they don't get to write my story anymore. They don't get to speak for me. I want to say loudly and clearly to anybody who's listening, I am not owned. Nobody owns me.
Laura Logan, Hannity last night. The accent, if you're curious, she was born in South Africa. But a long time, again, CBS News reporter, did a lot of correspondence in the Middle East and some of the war-torn spots. Actually, if you recall, sexually assaulted while covering, I believe, the Green Revolution in Egypt. Don't quote me on that. I think that's what it was. And Laura Logan, again, on Hannity last night, a little bit more with Sean Hannity. Here's Laura Logan.
Because it doesn't matter. I'm not going to lie to you and pretend I have no biases. That's just not true, right? I mean, that's a part of who we are as human beings. We all have opinions on things. I don't pretend I don't have opinions. My point about the sources is that I've worked with so many great journalists. I can tell you many of their names. Sarah Carter is like one of them, right? I have so much respect for her work. And there are so many people at 60 Minutes and in many other places who I have such great respect for. And it's because I didn't invent this. Journalists have always needed two independent, first-hand sources. That's always been the standard that we work to. It's not me. I'm not alone. I'm not the only one. And, you know, I mean, people know. People know that we've slipped. People know that when you're not, when those are no longer your standards, that you're, you know, that raises questions if you're honest.
Laura Logan on Hannity last night on the Fox News Channel. That's kind of refreshing, right? I mean, the last time we heard someone break like that was probably Cheryl Atkinson, and she has been attacked by media members. You know, if we play the game of the left, this is all misogyny, right? You have two highly decorated, right, awarded female reporters stepping out to say, you know, we're not quite doing this right. Many of us aren't doing this right anymore. And perhaps we've got to get back to the fundamentals on sourcing and reporting and remaining objective and unbiased. And Cheryl Atkinson was essentially roundly, rounded out of the quote unquote mainstream media. Laura Logan, I don't see a job at NBC opening up in her near future. But you know, two outspoken, great female reporters and being attacked, that's misogyny, right? That's what it is if we play the game of the left. And by the way, a little side note, which is going to be pretty darn interesting, I think, coming up in 2 weeks is the Great Lakes Media Show, which is put on by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. And that doesn't mean a lot to listeners, I know. That's a big little celebration for us in the media, both for professional radio and for college radio, too. The station here at Hillsdale that I am the general manager of has won a bunch of awards that we'll be there to collect on March 6th. But do you know who the keynote speaker is at the Great Lakes Media Show this year in Lansing? For the Michigan Association of Broadcasters? No, it's not me, but thank you for... No, it's not me. Thank you for thinking that. It's Laura Logan. Laura Logan is the keynote speaker at the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Great Lakes Media Show this year, which is 2 weeks away. Man, am I glad I'm going to that. That's going to be fantastic. We'll see. I mean, I hope that nothing changes because of this publicity, but she's still going to be there at the Great Lakes Media Show, because now I'm really looking forward to her keynote address in a couple of Wednesdays. Laura Logan last night on Hannity. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.